much, I guess, is the best way of putting it. The first skeptic says Jesus was just a mythological figure. He never really did exist. He's just the figment of somebody's imagination. They thought him up in their brain. They wrote some stories about him. A lot of people will tell you that. Is that true? And so the first answer is to that question. The second question is, Jesus was just a man. He was just an ordinary man. He wasn't God. What's the answer to that question? The third question is that Jesus' followers, he had lots of followers, Jesus' followers just made it all up. Okay? So there's an answer to that question. Here's another one. The witnesses were all unreliable. And so they told stories, but the stories weren't accurate. The fifth one is the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ really wasn't that important. The sixth one is the New Testament isn't reliable. You can't really believe this book. And so it goes on I'm not sure how many they are. It's front and back. And it's very, very interesting. And I don't have enough for everyone. I'm sorry. So we're going to hand these out at the back. If you would really like one, let me know. And I think I'll try to make sure that some of you get them. You'll find it very, very interesting reading. Peter was reading it earlier. I don't know. Peter's gone downstairs. We gave him one to read earlier this morning. And so we're going to try to get as many of these to you. If you get it and you read it and you find it helpful, then you pass it on to somebody else, please. 1 Corinthians Chapter 15, what if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead? Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 says, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? There were people who were in the church, and they said, Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead. Many years ago, about 40 actually, I was with a friend, and he said to me, you know, Harold, my life wouldn't be any different if Jesus Christ hadn't risen from the dead. Ooh, I thought that doesn't sound good to me. And so Paul addresses that question. He says, now, there are some people who say Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead. Would that make any difference? As a matter of fact, if you go onto the street today and you ask the people, many of them will say, no, Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead. Don't you understand, they would say. We are all just like a dog. We descended from the animal kingdom. We descended from monkeys. And we live like, I'm not sure how we live, but we're going to die like a dog. And I go back and I say, well, if you're going to die like a dog, you'll probably live like a dog too. So it goes both ways, you know. And so anyway, they say there is no resurrection. We don't need a resurrection from the dead because, you see, we're just ordinary animals. And we're going to die like a dog. Oh. So the question would be, what would life be like if there were no resurrection from the dead? Read verse 13 and 14 with me. It goes like this. But if there be no resurrection from the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. What's the word vain mean? It means empty. Okay? Pointless. Valueless. Just, so what? Who cares? Do you know, when I went to university, there was a man who was running for the presidency of the Alma Mater Society. Bill Schartzer was his name. You don't need to remember that. He decided he was going to have a slogan to run on. This was the class of, I don't know, 1961, I guess. Bill Schartzer. And everybody who's running for, he's got to have a slogan. So he had a slogan. And the slogan simply read this: Who cares? Vote Bill Schartzer. Do you know what? He was elected. Why was he elected? Because nobody cared. If Jesus Christ rose from the dead, life is empty, vain, pointless, purposeless. Who cares? Oh, you say it isn't that serious, is it? Well, let's go back and look at the text again. Verse 13 says, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain." That means our preaching is empty. Frankly, you're wasting your time. You should have gone out 5 minutes ago, or you shouldn't just have come at all. Because the whole thing, if Jesus Christ isn't raised from the dead, then what we're preaching this morning is all empty. It's all wrong. This book is of no value. You see, our preaching is vain. Wow. And he goes on and he says this, your faith is vain too, you know, because if you believe that Jesus Christ has not risen from the dead, then what is your faith in? Can I ask you some questions? If Jesus Christ hasn't risen from the dead, what are you going to believe? You could believe Islam, I guess. You've read the newspapers. Would that be good? You could believe in the politicians. Which of the politicians is going to give you something to believe in? I spoke to a friend. I spoke to my cousin yesterday. He lives in the United States. I said, "What do you think about American politics, Donnie?" And he hung his head. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, your faith in the Bible is vain, empty, purposeless. And if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, everything else that you could believe in is purposeless as well. What are you going to believe in? I wrote down in my notes, you may as well sell everything you've got and give your money to prevent global warming. Do you really think that's going to solve all the problems? You come up with something that's better, please. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, our faith is empty. Here's a couple of logical conclusions. Number one, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then the God who is in heaven who made us is unjust. Okay? If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, there is no justice with God. There were two men. One was Cain, the other was Abel. Cain killed Abel. If there is no resurrection from the dead, who won? Cain. There was a man called Adolf Hitler. And there were 6 million Jews and countless other people. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, who won? If there is no resurrection, who won? Answer, Adolf Hitler. You want to live in a world like that? You see, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, faith is empty. There is no hope. Almost 2,000 years ago, Pontius Pilate, Herod, the priests, the religious leaders put Jesus Christ to the death. If there is no resurrection from the dead, who won? You want to live in a society where there is no justice? You just go to the government and say, we don't want government anymore. He preached here many years ago. His name was Bert Mast. He lived in the Belgian Congo. And he said this. He said, there is only one thing worse than bad government. And that is no government. You want to live in a society where there is no justice? If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, there is no justice. Life is empty. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then God, who made us, we all know God made us. Nobody can defend evolution in his heart. He will with his mouth, but not in his heart. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then God is a mocker. You know what a mocker is? A mocker is someone who makes fun of somebody else. And here's the great God of heaven, and he says, do this and don't do that. And then that God who doesn't believe in justice gives greater rewards to those who disobey him than he does to those who do obey him. Would you like a mother like that? And your mother said, I want you to obey me. And of course, if you do, I'll give you a little bit. But if you don't, I'll give you a whole lot more. Is that the way you raise your kids? You see, if there is no resurrection from the dead, then God is a mocker. And he makes fun of everybody. And he tells you what to do. And then he rewards the ones who disobey him more. And so our text says, chapter 15, verse 14, and if Christ be not risen from the dead, then is our preaching vain, and your faith, whatever it is empty. It's vain. What's verse 15 say? Yea, and we are found to be false witnesses of God, because we have testified that God raised the Lord Jesus Christ up. So the first argument is that if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then our faith is vain and life is empty. But the second argument is if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then all the preachers are liars. And, frankly, we do a lot of preaching here at 16th, and we don't want to be wrong, to tell you the truth. We don't want to be wrong in front of you, and we certainly don't want to be wrong in front of the God who sent us. Imagine being proved to be a liar. Would you like to be a politician? I wouldn't. They have a terrible life because they're criticized for everything. But if, in fact, you were guilty as a politician and you were proven to be a liar, wouldn't you feel awfully bad? And so the preachers, the Bible tells the preachers, we've got to be very, very careful what we say, because we will suffer great, or we will not suffer. We will be judged very, very acutely. We've got to make sure we say the right thing. And so it's obvious, if in fact Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then I'm a liar, and everybody here who preaches Jesus Christ is a liar. We're liars. But of course, if there's somebody who doesn't believe that Jesus Christ rises from the dead, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then they're liars too. Here's a mummy and a daddy, and they don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And so they say to their children, now, children, what I want you to do, I want you to be good. And of course, that's a lie, because Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, and there is no justice, and God is a mocker. And so every mummy and daddy who says to Johnny, Johnny, you do what is right, they're liars. Did you know that if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then every mummy and daddy is a liar when they try to train their children to be good? That's amazing, isn't it? If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then everybody, all the preachers and everybody else as well, were all empty. And if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, we're liars, the preachers. And so is everyone else, the school teacher, the policeman, the president of the country, the mummy, the daddy, the uncle, the friend. They're all liars because there is no justice. And it's all an empty mockery. Let's keep reading. Verse 16 says, "For if the dead rise not, then Christ is not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins." What does that mean? Well, it means if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then there's no way in which your sins or mine can ever be forgiven. He died. And apparently his death wasn't good enough. He's still dead. And you can say, "I think Jesus Christ died to save me," but he didn't die to save you if he's still dead. He died. It just didn't do any good. Because you see, he's still dead. That's the logical implication of it. And so here are you and I, and we know deep down in our hearts that we're guilty sinners, but because Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, our sins are not forgiven. It's worse than that. Because Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, our sins cannot be forgiven. How else are you going to get rid of your sins? Pontius Pilate said, "I'm going to wash my hands." Okay? If you go to the tap and you wash and you wash and wash, is that going to clean everything up? I don't know the particular psychological problem. I think it's called compulsive something disorder. What's the part of it? OCDC, obsessive compulsive disorder. Do you know that one of the most common evidences of obsessive compulsive disorder is washing and washing and rewashing and rewashing? I've been told, I've never seen this, but I've been told that there are some women and they wash their dishes in their house 5 times a day, 7 times a day, 10 times a day. They got compulsive, obsessive, and they're washing. Why are they doing that? They're trying to get it clean. But you see, they know that washing isn't going to cleanse it. Now, here, you've got a guilty conscience. You tell me how you're going to get rid of it. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, you will never get rid of your guilty conscience, nor will anybody else. And the person who says, "I'm going to ignore the whole thing," he ignores the whole thing. Until he dies and he meets the God who made him. Did you know that the people who don't believe in God have a guilty conscience? Isn't that strange? And they may tell you all along, they may say, "Listen, I'm okay. I don't believe all that nonsense. Everything's fine." You just go visit them on their deathbed. See how they react. Do you know why so many people who die are given drugs before they die? To sedate them, because they don't want them yelling and cursing as they go out of life into death. What's our text say? If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, you and I and they are all still in sin. And all we've got is a guilty conscience. She used to come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. She was in Barb Cummings' Sunday school class. Her name was called Pat Horobin. She came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. She told me, in order to be inoculated against the terrible disease of believing in the Bible. That's why her parents sent her. And they sent her here, and they sent her here, and they said, listen, you go to Sunday school, and you learn what it's all about, and then we'll come home and teach you properly, and you never need to believe in the Bible again. And so she came, and she'd go back home, and she'd tell her parents at lunch what she learned in Sunday school that morning, and then they'd laugh at her, and they'd mock her, and they'd tell her how stupid it was. And she almost bought it until her dad died. And as she told me the story, she said, Harold, have you ever watched an atheist die? She said, after my father died, I went back to my Bible and I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. You see, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, we are still in our sin. And just because you say there is no God will do nothing to get rid of that guilty conscience. The only thing that can get rid of a guilty conscience is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ who rose from the dead. Verse 18 says this, then also they which have fallen asleep in Jesus are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. What happens if you don't believe? No. What happens if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead? Answer, there is no hope. There's no hope for this world. He was soon to become the chancellor of West Germany. He sat down with Billy Graham one day and he said, Mr. Graham, do you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? Billy said to him, yes, sir, I do. And the man who was, I think, then mayor of one of the big cities in West Germany, soon to become chancellor of the country, said, Mr. Graham, I want you to know, I too believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and that is our only hope for this world. Yes, very often men at the top acknowledge that, but you and I can figure it out. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, then what is your hope? There is no hope. There is no purpose. And Nancy Reagan said regarding drugs, just say no. And if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead regarding drugs, then the response of youth is very simple. Why not? There is no answer to that question. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, there is no meaning, there is no purpose, there is no hope, there is no help, there is nothing out there. That's why our society is crumbling and falling apart, because young people are beginning to think the thing through. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, there is no justice. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, God is a mocker. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, everything that is being taught is nonsense. Isn't it amazing? We live in what is called a universe. And all those stars, they operate in a very well organized way. And you go down all the way to the molecular level and below that, and everything else is in a perfectly organized way. And if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, there is absolutely no organization of any value in humanity. They talk about evolution. The animal world is relatively organized. You try to organize a world of humans, 7 billion of them. If there is no hope, if there is no purpose, if there is no end, if there is no beginning, if there is nothing of any significance in it, and you cannot prove that there is if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, because there is no justice, there is no accountability, there is nothing out there. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, and our text says, can you read it again in verse 19? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, there's only hope in Christ. And if there isn't eternal life, there's no hope in him either. Jesus Christ is our only hope. And then the last line says, we're of all men most miserable. Well, it would be enough to depress you, wouldn't it? If you listen to this sermon and believe that Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, how are you going to feel? Well, frankly, you're going to feel miserable. Okay, so that's why the sermon isn't over. Okay, Jesus Christ did rise from the dead. That's the marvelous part. But you see, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, we all ought to be miserable. The only thing that can keep you from being miserable if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead is to delude yourself and escape from reality, which is why our youth are turning to anything and everything other than the reality, because they know that reality is depressing. You go to university all week long, and no wonder you want to have a party on Saturday night to escape it all, because there isn't a professor out there who can give you hope if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead. If Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, we are of all men most miserable. But do you find it interesting that Easter comes in the springtime? God's a marvelous God. And I think, frankly, he invented springtime, if I can put it that way around. I think he invented springtime in order to give us a picture of what the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is all about. Did you hear them just a few weeks ago? It was about 6 o'clock in the morning. I was outside and I heard the birds. And I said, Lord, that's wonderful. The birds are back. And the birds just start singing. And I said to myself, you know, Harold, they know it's springtime. And they're going twitter, twitter, twitter. Marvelous, beautiful, that early in the morning. Have you ever noticed the blossoms? Why do the blossoms come at springtime? It's a picture of resurrection, isn't it? You don't need to take a course in philosophy to figure that one out. Blossoms are out. The fragrance is there. The bees are humming, and the sun comes out, and the flowers, and you get all excited. Why? It's all a picture. The fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and because he rose from the dead, there is hope. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, life is not empty. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, God is proven to be true. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, you're not lost, you're not guilty. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can be forgiven and you can know. Now, this is exciting stuff. If Jesus Christ rose from the dead, there's just as hope for you and me as there is for Farmer Brown or Jeet Bhatti, who says we're going to have blueberries again this year. Okay? There's hope. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. The birds aren't the only ones who can sing. You and I can sing. What's verse 20 say? You can underline it if you want. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Okay? And he's become the first fruits of them that slept. What's that mean? The first fruit is the first fruit. I don't know. I was trying to figure out first fruits. Most fruit comes harvest time in August, September, doesn't it? But I used to get really excited when I was a boy because huckleberries, they become ripe in July. And some breeds of apple become ripe in July. And I used to get excited eating these transparent apples and huckleberries early in July, saying, you know, it's not going to be too long before we're going to get all kinds of other good fruit. Jesus Christ is the first fruit of them that slept. That is, people who died, but we use the word sleep because of the resurrection. People rise from the dead. So we don't talk about Christians dying and being dead. We talk about Christians sleeping because they're going to wake up again because of the resurrection. It's true. It's exciting. It's marvelous. It's life transforming. It is the only thing that can give hope and peace and joy. So in my notes, as I was thinking, I said to myself, now, Harold, what is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ foundational to? Bible says he's the chief cornerstone and everything is built on him. He's the cornerstone. So what is he the cornerstone of? Okay, are you thinking? And you've all got one or two or three examples, and you're all right. Because you see, he's the cornerstone of hope, and he's the cornerstone of peace, and he's the cornerstone of joy, and he's the cornerstone of life, and he's the cornerstone of rest, and he's the cornerstone of excitement, and he's the cornerstone of purpose, and he's the cornerstone. How many words do you want? Just keep on going. The Bible's full of them, and then English has added a few more, and it doesn't matter. Whatever is good, Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of. And if you got Jesus, you got the foundation, and you build on that, and you say hallelujah. And if you don't, I'll tell you what you've got. You got emptiness and lies and guilt and hopelessness and misery. And that's why we preach the gospel of the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, that's what we were considering earlier in the day. It's a very simple verse. It simply says this. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, it says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that word saved is the broadest word of good things that you can imagine. Everything that is good is yours when you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, not with your head, with your heart. Because your life will follow your heart. And when you believe that, you'll be saved. Lord, we want to thank you that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. How hopeless and helpless we sinners had been if he never had loved us until saved from our sin. We're so thankful. Lord, we pray that each of us might not only hear and understand and believe this, but Lord, that we'll rise and take it to a lost and crying world out there, because they don't all know it. They don't all believe it. But all these terrible things we've been considering are true of them, Lord. It's just that the devil has deceived them so they don't see it and they don't believe it, but it's true. And so we pray that you'll just work in our hearts and then work through us. Lord, if there's any who haven't said yes, Lord Jesus, may they say yes, Lord Jesus, now, and then may we go with this marvelous message to this helpless, hopeless world. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So the skeptics ask the questions, and you may have some questions in the back of your mind and not really understand all the answers. I've got a few of these. I'm going to give away all I've got. I went to the bookstore St. Catharines over the telephone the other day, and I bought all they had, but unfortunately they didn't have enough for all. So we'll give all away what we've got, and when you've read it, you can maybe pass it.